town, but he won't find me now, for I'm off coastward bound, and I'm trading the smog for some fresh salt sea air, and he'll never catch on that I'm there. I once was his apprentice in a clockmaking trade, and the miser made me work for every penny of my wage, till he found he could replace me with a clockwork machine, and he threw me right out on the street. Him and left, and I solemnly swore that he'd pay. Now Mr. MacArthur has very poor eyes, and he never did see me when he left work at night, and once in a while he would forget to check that his workshop back window was closed. No, I'm not a burglar, and I'm no vandal, nor the old man had to suffer, but I wanted something more. I wanted him to feel it and know it was me, and I knew that his clocks were the key. I sat in his workshop, my thoughts running wild, and it suddenly hit me, and I looked up and smiled, for I knew that I'd have him, and I knew that I'd do it in style. Terrible strength in those tightly wound springs, and a gentleman's pocket watch stays by his heart, and that's where the damage can start. Now I'm no machine, but I can work when I choose, with hands good as any, when I've something to prove. So I stayed up all night among cog springs and screws, and I didn't stop till I was through. I rigged up a watch to do more than just shine, and I didn't balk one sign. The depth invention that still kept impeccable time. He came to a messy and permanent stop. Now, Mr.